Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and fellow music lover, James Lambkin. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. This is a special event episode celebrating our 50th episode of the show. I wanted to take this moment to thank all the wonderful listeners who tune in. That's you. It has been great to hear from you and see you playing from all around the world. We can't just do any usual episode on an occasion like this, so welcome to the first ever mega quiz special of Pop Puzzle Music Trivia. For this mega quiz episode, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 5 rounds and 25 questions or clues. Our 5 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, boy band chorus challenge, theme tunes, Grammy winners, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 30. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, and feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself that little bit more time to think. As per usual, we're going to go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Please get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are jumping back to the 2010s and testing how well those hits have stayed with you since. We have 5 questions all about hit songs from the previous decade, all worth 1 point each. Here we go. Question 1. A Great Big World scored a hit in 2013 with Say Something featuring which Y2K pop star? Question 2. In a 2010 club hit, Far East Movement declared they were feeling so fly, like a what? Question 3. Ed Sheeran's 2017 hit, Shape of You, received media attention due to a rhythmic similarity to which 90s hit by TLC? Question 4. Which 2016 hit by Travis Scott shares its name with a children's series of horror novels? Question 5. Which British singer released a 2016 hit cover of Robin's song Dancing on My Own? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is Boy Band Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear the chorus lyrics of a hit song by a boy band. The trick is, it's going to sound quite different to what you would normally expect. Your job is to try and figure out the name of the song and the boy band who was behind it. You can get 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. That means there's 10 points in total up for grabs in this round. Let's listen to those lyrics. Question 6.
Looking back on the things I've done, I was trying to be someone. I played my part, kept you in the dark.
Question 7.
Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times.
Question 8.
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't want to lose it again, but I'm not like them. Baby. When you finally get to love somebody.
Question 9.
He said slowly, "Still, I can't. Let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you."
Question 10.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
That's the end of round 2.
Round 3.
Round 3 is theme tunes. Every great TV show needs a great theme song to keep you coming back. In this round, we are celebrating some of the most famous songs that became emblematic of a hit TV series. You will receive 5 questions about TV theme songs, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 11. Which impatient Paula Cole track served as the theme song for the 90s drama Dawson's Creek? Question 12. The turn of the millennium fantasy series Charmed featured the song How Soon Is Now by which 80s English band? Question 13. Which song by Phantom Planet, which shares its name with a US state, was utilized as the theme song for teen drama The OC? Question 14. The theme song of which 90s science fiction show became an unlikely chart hit in 1996, thanks to a dance remix? Question 15. The Friends theme song, I'll Be There For You, famously includes how many claps after the lyrics, "So no one told you life was gonna be this way"? That is a wrap on round 3.
Round 4.
Round 4 is Grammy winners. Many musicians dream of the day they will be recognized by their peers and hold a Grammy in their hands. We have 5 questions for you, all about songs and artists who took home the music industry's top awards. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 16. The soundtrack for which film helped Whitney Houston take home the Grammy for Album of the Year in 1994? Question 17. Which crooner with the nickname Old Blue Eyes took home the Grammy for Record of the Year in 1967? Question 18. As of 2024, which female singer holds the all-time record for most Album of the Year wins at the Grammys? Question 19. Which charity single by the collective USA for Africa was an unlikely Record of the Year winner in 1986? Question 20. Which American band, known for hits like Hold My Hand and Let Her Cry, took home the award for Best New Artist in 1996? That is round four complete. Get ready for the final round.
Round five.
The final round today is a classic Who Am I? We are going to give you five clues about a famous music star, each revealing more information about their identity. The sooner you can get the correct answer, the more points you get. You can get 5 points for correctly guessing it on just one clue, down to just 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Let me tell you about this music star. Clue number one. I was born on September 12th, 1944, in Galveston, Texas, USA. Clue 2. I spent my childhood in Los Angeles and learnt piano. Hitting puberty around the age of 13, my voice suddenly became very deep. Clue 3. At 16 years old, I ended up in jail for theft, and listening to Elvis on the radio inspired me to seek a different path. I began recording songs in the 1960s, but my big break came in 1973 with songs like I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little More Baby and Never Never Gonna Give You Up. Clue 4. My biggest hit was in 1974 with a song called Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe, which went all the way to number one in the USA, as did the album Can't Get Enough. Clue 5. My final album, Staying Power, in 1999 earned me 2 Grammy Awards before I passed away in July of 2003. That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. The answers are all ready to go. First up, it is the hits of the 2010s. Question 1. Christina Aguilera lent her vocals to Say Something, and the updated duet version would become a worldwide hit. Question 2. Like a G6 from Far East Movement, and it featured vocals from Dev. Question 3. No Scrubs. The songwriters for No Scrubs ultimately received writing credits for Shape of You due to the interpolation, intentional or not. Question 4. Goosebumps. The Travis Scott hit shares its name with one of the best-selling book series of all time. Question 5. Callum Scott. Callum's version of Dancing on My Own was much slower than the original Robin version, and its release was spurred on by his popular use of it in an audition for Britain's Got Talent. Continuing on to round 2, Boy Band Chorus Challenge. You were trying to pick the hit song from just the chorus lines. Remember, you can get 1 point for a correct song title and 1 point for correctly picking the boy band that sung it. Here they are. Question 6, that was Shape of My Heart by the Backstreet Boys. Question 7, we had Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons. Question 8, It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC. Question 9, that was End of the Road by Boys to Men. And the last one, question 10, that was What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. Round 3 was TV theme tunes. Let's see what those correct answers were. Question 11, going to Dawson's Creek was I Don't Want to Wait by Paula Cole. The success of the show sent the song all the way up to number 11 on the US chart. Question 12, The Smiths were behind the theme song from Charmed. Question 13, California is of course the theme song from The OC. Question 14, The X-Files was the sci-fi show. The original composer Mark Snow reimagined the track 3 years after the show had launched and stumbled upon an unlikely dance hit. Question 15, 4 claps in the Friends theme song. It has been hotly debated online whether it might be 4 claps or 5 claps, but Danny Wilde from the Rembrandts confirmed to BuzzFeed in 2014 that it is indeed 4. Round 4 was all about the prestigious Grammy Awards, and here they are. Question 16, The Bodyguard soundtrack. It features 6 songs from Whitney Houston, as well as tracks from Lisa Stansfield and Kenny G. Question 17. Frank Sinatra won Record of the Year for his song Strangers in the Night. Question 18. Taylor Swift. As of 2024, she's taken home the trophy for Album of the Year 4 times. For Fearless, 1989, Folklore, and Midnights. Question 19, We Are the World. The track was written by Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson to help raise funds for impoverished areas of Africa, like Sudan and Ethiopia in the 1980s. Question 20, Hootie and the Blowfish won Best New Artist. They beat out tough competition. They won the award over Alanis Morissette, Brandy, Joan Osborne and Shania Twain. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Barry White. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points for this special mega quiz episode was 30. Thank you again to all our wonderful listeners, that is you, that have helped us reach this milestone. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe and share the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia for the latest updates and pop music trivia. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited, as always, by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.